Yeah, looking forward to it. It's a few days away now, so just trying to prepare for it, get some good practice in, and then hopefully have a good match there with Mark, who's he's a great player. They're all great players there, and so yeah, looking forward to it.
Would you How do you assess his strengths as a player?
I think Mark's got everything, to be honest with you. I mean, he's only won, well, only won one ranking tournament, but I think he's going to win plenty before he's finished, to be honest. And I can't. There's no weakness with him as far as I'm concerned, and so. Well, I mean, it's the same old story, but you just can't worry about what they're doing. You've just got to concentrate on your game and hopefully do what you can and see if that's good enough.
And in terms of your game, and obviously the last year or so, you've established yourself at the top end of the game. You seem to be one of the players that's benefited from all these extra tournaments. You've obviously, taken that opportunity.
Oh, I think so, yeah. I mean, I think the majority have benefited from it, to be honest, but I'm certainly one of them playing and playing all the time. It was very difficult for me when we had massive gaps in between tournaments and very hard to sort of go in and practice and all the rest of it. And obviously playing every week now is great for me and plenty of other players as well, not just me. But like you say, ranking wise, I'm probably the one who's benefited more than maybe some of the others.
So do you appreciate those sort of big moments more when maybe it's been hard to make a living in previous years with all those gaps, and now you're suddenly, getting to the semi-finals of the UK and you're playing at the Masters?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, the majority of my career I've been in the qualifiers, so it's nice to be at the big tournaments, big matches. Obviously, the UK was brilliant for me. It's a good tournament, and I'd like to go on a bit further. But it's nice to be in the tournaments. You'd rather be doing that than in the qualifiers, and because there's tough players there, and it's hard work, getting through them because they're all really good. Not maybe some of the public don't know them, but we know them, and we know how good they are. And it's really tough to get through them. So it's nice to be playing the big matches, which that's what you want.
How significant a moment was it getting through to the semi-finals of a big ranking event for the first time in York? I mean, was it a big moment for you in your career?
Well, I had a couple of ranking tournaments, ranking semi-finals early on in the season, but not as big as the UK, obviously. I mean, and the BBC events are massive. So
That's what
you're,
I mean, sorry, yeah.
yeah, sorry, yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, I mean, it's massive to do that, and the BBC is a lot more, a lot more coverage and everything, and obviously to do well in the BBC, which broadcasts in this country, is brilliant. So I enjoyed it. It was a good tournament for me, and I played quite well in for most of it. And obviously, I had a brilliant match with John, which I'll sort of remember when I'm, I've got my slippers on and my pipe, because that was an amazing match the way it went in the end. And so you just got to take what you can from it and hopefully push on. And I'd like to win a tournament at some point.
Yeah, it was an interesting match. You mentioned John Higgins there. He made a 147 in it, but of course, it was you that came out on top.
Yeah, I mean, well, I mean, 147 was only one frame. Let's be honest. I mean, it was a brilliant bait, and but I knew when I went 5-2. I mean, John wasn't playing particularly well, and but you need a bit of help from people like him because, well, you do. He's that good. If he plays his best, then I'm realistic. I'm probably not going to win. So you need a bit of help. I mean, he didn't play great there, but I knew he'd come back at me because that's what champions do. And he had a 147, then a 70-odd bait. I haven't really seen a shot for two frames, and all of a sudden it's 5-4, and sort of anyone's end. And then the next frame was a bit scrappy, but. Because I hadn't had a shot for two frames, I found it hard to sort of take my chances in the next. And the last frame was just, obviously everyone saw the last frame, it was amazing the way it finished. But, fortunately for me, I managed to get over the line in that one.
In terms of atmosphere, obviously, the big TV audience and big crowds in York, and you're going to have a similar sort of thing at Ali Pali in your first round match. You seem to relish, playing on that stage.
Well, I do, yeah. I mean, I enjoy. I mean, I've been around a long time now, so I've played quite a few good, big matches. But it's difficult when you've got big breaks in between. You have a TV game, and then you won't get on there again for however long, a few months. It's difficult. I've played, a lot of regular sort of TV matches, TV games over the last couple of years, and most of my matches have been on there, I think. So it's good, and you get used to it, and you just feel more comfortable around that, environment sort of thing. So. But yeah, I mean, it's what you want. You'd rather be doing that than like saying the qualifiers with nobody watching is very difficult. But you got to. It just makes hopefully make me play well at the weekend and have a good tournament.
And in terms of Ali Pali as a venue, there seem to be very positive things said about the players last year.
I've only heard good things from the players. Obviously, I've never played there before, so I wouldn't know. But I watched a bit of it last year, and the atmosphere looked brilliant, and especially in the final, it looked amazing. In there, and the players have said how great it is there, and the atmosphere is good, the crowds are good. So hopefully, I'll find out at the weekend.
And how many tickets have you had to sort out for friends and family coming up from the South Coast?
Yeah, I've got a few coming up. The ones I've been given have all gone, so they might have to. But some of them might have to buy a couple. But yeah, there'll be a few coming up. It's not that far, really. Obviously, compared to most of the tournaments we play at, so there'll be a few coming up, and hopefully, have a good result.
But confidence must be pretty high, having, as I say, getting to the semi-finals in York and, having played really well the last year or so. You must fancy it that you can do well in this tournament.